Media molds mindsets, belief systems, and affects individuals, nations, and entire generations, for good or for evil. Today, the internet is the fastest growing means of communication, imparting knowledge and distributing entertainment. Believers are offered an amazing opportunity to use this media portal to fill the earth with godly values, love, and truth. Today's program is about the power of new media. Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and my special guest today is Shirley Ross. She is actually the producer of Everlasting Love and the co-founder of XP Media. Welcome, Shirley. It's so fun to have you on the program.
It's really fun to be here.
Because we have actually, together for our ministry at least, taken the grassroots of everything as far as media goes and have seen it grow. But media is very, very powerful, isn't it?
It is very powerful. And you know, you said something in your opening line about that media sets mindsets. Okay, now if you take that apart a little bit and you say, if media sets mindsets, who is coming up with the media?
Exactly.
Right. And one of the biggest trends that has happened in media since the internet, the advent of the internet, is it's shifted the entire ecosystem of media. And let me explain what I mean by that. In Hollywood, when I was growing up, it was ABC, CBS, and NBC. Mm-hmm. And they dictated what you saw, when you saw it, where you saw it, and how you saw it, and you had to schedule your time around what they presented to you.
Right.
Now the consumers had a bit of power over the internet in the Nielsen ratings. They wanted to know who was watching, but it was a little bit of a guesswork. And if a show's ratings would dip, they would remove the show, but the consumers really had no control over what they put in its place, right? Well, okay, so in comes the internet. Now that has changed everything, mm-hmm. because now the consumer, they want to see what they want to see, when they want to see it, where they want to see mm-hmm. it, and how they want to see it.
Yeah.
And the multi-platform devices give them the opportunity to see their entertainment and access their information anywhere.
You know, it is so powerful that you were sharing with me earlier today about a television program that they took off the air for whatever reason, and it was through internet input.
Social media. Yeah, it was very interesting. It was a CBS show. I won't say which one it was. But it started airing, and it got a really big fan base. And what they had on the internet was a talk room where fans could get together and talk about the stars and about the plots and themes. Well, when they announced that show was going off the air, the chat room went all haywire. Now, one person decided to do something about this, okay? Instead of just accepting a decision by a high-ranking executive at a network, they decided to mobilize. So what they did was they mobilized to send the president of CBS 25 tons of peanuts to tell them that they were nuts for taking this show off. 25 tons of peanuts arrived at CBS. Now that was started by one person.
And they just used like Facebook or chat rooms or whatever
to
get the word out mm-hmm. and say, hey, listen, we're not happy about this decision. Let's change it. And let's do it in a dramatic way.
Yes. And you see, that's not just in entertainment. It's affecting everything from presidential elections.
I know.
To consumer taste in products and their loyalty to brands, even to toppling, you know, nations and dictators. So it is very, very powerful what one can do. So it's been a paradigm shift, mm-hmm. whereas the networks are no longer in control. The consumers are.
Yeah.
And they're driving what they want to see. So what we need to do as believers is we need to say, okay, we need to use the voices we have and do something about the content on media. Now, a lot of parents were always afraid of television and how it affected their teens, mm-hmm. television and movies and the stuff that they were seeing. Now, that concern has shifted to the internet. And what's going on with teenagers on the internet now is absolutely frightening.
Especially in the area of pornography, which is not just isolated to teenagers, but to everyone, to a lot of men and women who are engaging in porno sites and things. But the younger generation have complete access to it. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, you cannot curb that. Like a parent can't really do too much about it, because if they have it blocked at home, they can find it elsewhere.
Yeah, and the scary thing about it is, like, when we were growing up, this is just one generation. We would go, when we were in our adolescent stages and forming our opinions of ourselves, our self-worth, our sexuality, and doing some exploring, like is what happens at that age. We went to each other, or we heard talk from our older brother, or we actually took the walk with dad, or the talk with mom to learn about sexuality and all that stuff. And it was done in a fairly safe, local environment. Not anymore.
No.
It is frightening. You know, I have some stats here about teenagers, and the use of pornography is exploding and at alarming rates. Yeah. And not just because they're going online to actually seek it out. They're actually finding it accidentally.
And they're finding not just information, they're seeing it.
Yeah.
They're seeing sex in action.
Yes.
They're seeing pornographic displays of perversion, like that is, you know, massive. They can get on anything.
Yes, and the stats are just frightening. Like, I'll tell you, let me just read this one to you. 90% of males ages 13 to 16 and 70% of females of the same age reported accessing sexually explicit media content at least once. And another stat says that 67% of those accessed it accidentally. I had a good friend who has a young teenager who is online. They usually access it during their searches for homework. She went online to find a map of Latvia or something, and she Googled in, she needed a picture of a map, and when she Googled it in, the results was a picture of a naked man. Now that young teenager had never seen anything like that, and had never even sought it out. But what they're doing with internet is putting in search words, keywords, or anything to get them to see it. And the explosion of pornography among teenagers and even among churchgoers, the stats I read about the Christian community, is really frightening.
I know. It's almost identical in the church as it is in the world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those images, Shirley, the images that are given over the internet, they stay with you. Mm-hmm. You know, for good or for evil. Mm-hmm. I was just on a ministry engagement just a week ago, and I was in my hotel room trying to find CNN after I finished the meeting, catch up on the news. And when I was flicking through the channels, this is in a fairly, higher-end hotel, I was flicking through the channels, and all of a sudden, one of the channels had on it this display. It's a sexual act right in front of my eyes, and I flicked it off as soon as I could, but you know, that image, it stayed with me. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is really huge. So even this type of invasion that comes into a young person's vision that they never asked for, never wanted, enters the eye gate into their soul. The church has a lot of prayer, but also, as well as a prayer mandate that we need to engage in, we need to do something about it. We have to fill all the space that's available, so fill cyberspace with the glory of God.
Yeah, in case you want to ask yourself, what can you do? What is it that we can do? Now, you and I, we started something that was actually taking just a small opinion and putting it on the internet, so that when somebody goes to search for that topic, they might find the world view or the evil view, but they'll also find the good view. And that's what we really need to do en masse as a church. We need to rise up and start giving our voice. Now, every generation goes through their seeking and their temptations that are given to them. Like the whole teenage premarital sex thing. It was different in each generation. We were talking about that the other day, about how we learned about sexuality and what we did in our path. But something as simple as a mother turning on her computer, sitting in front of it and saying, I want to tell you what my journey was. Let me tell you what my experience was with that, honey, because when I was young, I bought into this lie that you're being told right now, and this is what happened to my life. Mm-hmm. So that people can access your story mm-hmm. worldwide.
Yeah, and I mean, we can put those tags on our videos too, so yes. when people look up maps, ours comes up.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that this is an hour for all the church to get involved. A lot of times I hear when it comes to media, I hear especially my generation say, well, you know, I'm not a media person. Mm-hmm. I'm too old for that. But we can't afford to say that. Mm-hmm. We all have to jump mm-hmm. on board. This is like a massive virus. And, you know, we know what's happening with the whole sex trade industry worldwide because we're very, very much yes. connected with rescuing children out of the sex trade. And there's hundreds of thousands, millions of children are affected every mm-hmm. single year. They're being sold for sex every mm-hmm. single year. And primarily it's because of internet pornography's mm-hmm. influence on the masses that even create a market for that.
That's right.
So if that is what the enemy is doing, we need to raise up a standard against it because the church cannot be just hidden inside of the four walls of a church, singing our hymns, mm-hmm. you know, making our announcements, shaking hands at the end of a service. Mm-hmm. We need to impact society. We need to take this medium out and we have to infiltrate the mindsets of the earth with the truth, with godly values. And we can if we will all do our part. Mm-hmm. If every single Christian did even one little blog a week mm-hmm. regarding godly values and moral
That's right.
values and
That's
things,
right.
faith-promoting blogs, we would be able to make a huge influence.
Absolutely. We have to present the opposite side. The other side was being presented. One of the things that I noticed in the statistics I've read about media, especially on the young minds of our adolescents, is they watch television and they're inundated with sexual scenes or sexual things that are outside of marriage. And they're presented as good. They present sexuality to the young mind with the worldly goals of, or whatever the goals are, but the worldly mindset of it's okay, just do whatever you feel, and it doesn't present the consequences. So it presents it in a really good light to them, but never shows the consequences. Mm-hmm. So when they go online and they access, and they're accessing a lot of their internet online through searches and stuff, they need to find somehow we as a church need to find a way to present, okay, yeah, this is what they're saying to you, but these are the consequences.
Right.
The rate of like STDs among our teenagers today is astronomical.
I know.
And it's because what they're being fed on media.
Amen. Well, right after the break, we're going to come back and talk more about how you can impact your world, the world around you. We have a responsibility for reaching the next generation in particular with giving them a good foundation of values. And we can. Mm-hmm. That's the good news. We can. So we'll be right back.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Your words have the creative power to shape your reality. Create Your World teaches you how to inhabit the goodness of God in any situation. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us at xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Well, welcome back. Shirley, this is exciting because, you know, we're not helpless. In fact, with this whole dilemma of the internet, this is our hour.
Oh, yeah.
We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyone can do something. Mm-hmm. And that something God can use.
Yes.
Because we serve a big, big God. So even the least little effort is going to produce magnificent results.
Exactly. And everybody can do it. You can write a blog, you can answer, you can put a comment in a blog, you can do a video and put it on YouTube. You can put it on our network.
I remember when we first started, we kind of by accident saw the big potential of it.
Yeah.
Because I'd been sick. I'd actually been scheduled for some ministry engagements, mm-hmm. and I came down with pneumonia. And so I had to cancel some ministry engagements, and I was in bed sick. I was lying in bed thinking, oh my gosh, this is awful. How did this happen? I'm supposed to be out preaching.
Yeah, now they all have to understand that you are a locomotive that's always going so that when you're sick, it's really...
So I was lying in bed there feeling so upset about it, and this idea came, why don't I just get up and do a little bit on the internet, because we'd done some before that.
So we had just discovered that you could compress your videos and put them online. So
yeah,
we stuck them up on our website,
little bits, but we hadn't, you know, we were just playing around with that. But I had this fight in me, so I called you and I said, Shirley, set up everything in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put a t-shirt on and some lipstick.
And you came out in your slippers and your pajama
bottoms. And I sat in front of my kitchen, uh-huh. and in front of the camera, and I did three segments. They were about 14 minutes each or something, and then I got tired, couldn't do any more. Mm-hmm. But I just preached right into the camera. I had no real experience in doing a lot of that prior mm-hmm. to that. And then went back into bed, and you compressed those, uploaded them, and over the next few days, we received over 7,000 mm-hmm. views on those programs.
I thought, it set a trend.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't have preached to that many people.
Yeah, and you know what? The best part of these videos that we discovered was the shorter they were and the more poignant the message, it really took off because people have time to listen to these messages while they're waiting in the dentist office now with their multiple devices.
Right.
But at the time, we were like, wow, we just reached more people in the living room than we did in the entire conference.
And we reached them everywhere.
We saved airfare.
Exactly. It wasn't just one venue of people.
Yeah.
We were reaching them in the Arctic and all over the world.
Oh, that's what's really exciting.
And in fact, I was over in Thailand a number of years ago for my very first time over there. I'm in a hotel having breakfast. Two women come up to me from the Middle East. They live in a Muslim country, mm-hmm. and they said, oh my gosh, are you Patricia King? Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, and I was trying to play some, and they said, we watch you on the internet every mm-hmm. single day. You feed us spiritually mm-hmm. because we're not free enough to go out and get a lot of, you know, spiritual input. But through your internet, xpmedia.com, mm-hmm. we get fed every day. And then an apostolic leader from a Middle Eastern country that's an Arab nation.
This is so awesome.
Yeah. Approached us and said, you know, you have no idea. Our whole network of leaders gets fed, nurtured, and equipped through xpmedia.com. Mm-hmm. I was blown away.
Especially going into, like, when we went into Kuwait, and they all said, oh, yeah, we watch your internet all the time. And the beauty of it is that we started off with just your website, but we discovered that the success of it was so massive that you opened it up to all your friends.
I know, because we thought, well, it took us a lot to get a little media team together mm-hmm. and to buy our equipment and to figure it all out. And we
read a lot of manuals.
you read a lot of manuals. And so we developed our team and everything. So we had a little bit to offer. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, why don't we build a whole media network mm-hmm. full of channels so that our friends in ministry would be able to get online mm-hmm. and have quality videos online without having all the expense of doing what we had already mm-hmm. done.
Yeah, and one of the reasons we did it was because we noticed that as the videos started going up, it sort of molded itself. We saw that certain topics were getting uploaded at the same time, and you know, because everybody was in the stream, right? So everybody's talking about the same thing. And then we organize a search engine so that people, if they're interested in something that happens to be talked about, they can go on the internet, they can type in, let's just say, angels. And what comes up is, you know, Patricia King, Billy Graham, James Gall, all of these amazing spiritual leaders talking about the subject that that person is interested in, which goes back to what we talked about in the first half, is that it's user-generated. You have to be able to give them what they're looking for when they're looking for
it. Exactly.
And so, I mean, we tag the internet, feed your spirit, because it's all about feeding your spirit with a smorgasbord of really deep teachings about topics you're interested in.
And xpmedia.com right now hosts over 150 mm-hmm. ministries, close to 200 mm-hmm. ministries who are vibrant in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And not only do they give teaching, but testimonies. And oftentimes, you'll see the miracles of God as they're happening. I remember Jeff Jansen's video. Mm-hmm. I was so blessed by that because there was this tornado coming at him. Mm-hmm. And he's standing out there with a camera, making decrees for the tornado to dissipate, and it did, right in front of the camera. And it's up online for people all over the world to see.
Oh, yeah, the funniest one that I thought was the atheist who got a hold of Randy Demain's video on raising the dead. Now, this was an example of how media can touch the unsaved, is that this guy tore the video apart. I mean, it was hilarious.
Right.
He made a video of a video. And he's talking to all of his friends about...
And he was stoned while
he was making it. He was like, can you believe this guy saying he can raise the dead? Absolutely ridiculous. And that video went viral.
I know.
And it went viral, and it got more hits than any of our other videos had.
And the unsaved watched it.
Yes, and they all came to the site. So they're drawn in because of the video title and because of the atheist, but they come to a site and they're actually hearing Randy preach about the power of the Holy Spirit to raise the dead, even though they were mocking it.
Well,
but it's like,
the
so
most vilest of sinner only needs one revelation in order to come to Christ. So you never know what one video might do. Because we've had reports through email testimonies of saying, it was through your site that I came to know the Lord. It was through your site that I got healed. It was through xpmedia.com that I was delivered. Because people are even getting delivered over the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is massive. Healed.
Yeah.
Healings right through the computer screen.
Yeah,
awesome.
And then what we also did was when things like that started to happen, then we started placing ads on the search engines, Google, like interested in or what it was just witchcraft. So you use the power of the enemy or their words, what they might be searching for, and then you draw them into the body.
To turn it around.
Right, the real power of the spiritual world is in Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
Correct. Right.
You know, this is an exciting topic. It really is. And the potential that you carry is beyond your understanding. There is no limit to where you can go in God. Get trained, get some understanding, go on these different sites, you know, even prepare little videos and put them up on YouTube or whatever, or contact us at xpmedia.com if you want, and we can tell you how to get a channel. You know, there's so many different things that you can do. Open up a blog, you know, get some training on how to build it, how to use Facebook and social media. We are committed to seeing you trained. We're committed to seeing this media army raised up in this hour.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Your words have the creative power to shape your reality. Create Your World teaches you how to inhabit the goodness of God in any situation. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us at xpministries.com.
I have a word for media professionals. When I began in media and walking a straight line in my Christian walk, the Lord actually told me that, you know, that I hold you responsible for the effect that your media has on the world. And it was really impacting to me to think about what I was producing and the effect it was having on the people that watched. And I sense that you are a media professional that is dissatisfied with what you've had to produce and with what you have actually given out into the world. And you're thinking about a change. I just want to tell you and encourage you that when I made the change and really, really became responsible for what my media produced in the world, it brought so much fulfillment and so much joy. And in the long run, when you stand before the Father, you're going to have to answer for all of the work that you've put out into the world, and the unsettling feeling that you're feeling right now about your work and your life's work in general is a little knock on the door of your heart from the Lord. And just lean into that and listen to that. And go with the leading of to lay down the things that you've been thinking about laying down. I would encourage you to listen and make the move.
I see a young girl right now watching the program, and you are just finishing high school and getting prepared to go into college, and your passion is media, but you're not sure yet what field of media to go into. You're a passionate believer. I see that your heart is burning for Jesus, and you just want to raise up a standard. And I see such a powerful anointing upon your life. God is going to use you powerfully. You're going to go into the presence of the Lord and seek for wisdom. He's going to give you the wisdom that you need. You're going to know exactly what to do, where to go, how to get there. Everything you need is going to be there, but God has his eye on you, and you're going to be raised up as a standard bearer for him.
This is a word for everyone. Many of us have sat around for many, many hours talking about and complaining about the media's effect on the world, on our children, on our attitudes, on our society in general. But now is the time for you to stop talking about it and start doing something about it. You have in front of you, via the internet and the video portals on your computer, you have the ability to voice your opinion and make a change. One person can spark the flame nowadays. One person can change a nation. One person can topple a nation. So I would encourage you, mobilize yourselves now. Mobilize and give voice to your opinions and give voice to your beliefs and your faith and make changes, because it's sitting right in front of you.
I want to thank you for joining us on today's program. It's been awesome having you with us, and especially knowing that you are going to be stepping in to this media army that God is raising up and making impact in the world. We're going to change the world because we get to. We'll see you next time, and remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.